In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello church and welcome back to another episode of Common Prayer. It's so good to have you with us today. And before we jump into our text and our meditation for today, I just want to remind you all that you can be following along in our scripture reading plans, that we're drawing the scriptures that we use for our meditations from a reading plan that we have posted on our website. You can go to cpc.org/spiritualformation. And you'll find there the September reading plan, which will have the October reading plan coming out shortly. And so you'll be able to find it at the same spot. But we'd love for you to follow along reading the various scriptures. There's all sorts every single day that you can read from, and then usually whoever's leading the meditation, we just pick one that draws our attention or we feel the Spirit may be leading us, and then we use that as kind of a launching pad for our times together. So just wanted to invite you to be able to do that and follow along with us. Well, I am actually right now recording this at my in-laws' house in Montana. They have a beautiful place out on some property, and it's just, it's been so good to just disconnect a little bit, to unwind, to breathe some fresh mountain air. And the other day, we took these kind of side-by-side quads literally miles into the mountains off-road. And at one point, we pull off next to this patch of forest trees. And we get out and we're kind of walking around. And I'm telling you, the first thing that I was so struck by was the silence. I mean, it was incredibly quiet. It literally brought to mind the old phrase, right, that the silence is deafening. It was amazing when we got removed from the cities, from towns, from ambient noise. Man, my life, probably our life, is so saturated with noise. I think both internal noise and external noise. That we often, when we experience that level of silence, it is such a stark contrast to what's become our status quo. And I immediately thought of our times, the way we've been starting these episodes, in silence, with that kind of break, that disruption to the noise and the pace and chaos of our day. And so, I don't know, I was thinking of you all and the way you all join in with me in this, but I just wanted to share that little story as we begin to do that same. We enter into the quiet now before we get to our text. And so let's take a moment, let's step into that silence, and I'd love for you to just collect your thoughts, or maybe it's even using a breath prayer to help you just be reminded of the presence of God with us this morning. But let's do that now, and then in a minute or so, I'll break with our scripture reading for the day. Scripture for today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 through 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. It is certainly no original thought for me to say that this year has presented us with a few shaky realities. It's so interesting, the more I talk with people as we reflect back on 2020 and what it's brought to each and every one of us, all of us have a sort of 2020 story, which I think is an interesting kind of unifying thing in our country right now. But all of us have a 2020 story, whatever that looks like. We've encountered that shaky foundation. And so, you know, I love this text because the author is assuring us, you know, there's that we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. What I want to spend a little bit of time on this morning is just talking about where those things are that we feel that shaking, you know, the ground beneath us moving, and that confronting it with this reality that we are receiving a kingdom that's unshakable. And I love that that phrase, are receiving. It's actually a bit of a slippery one for us in English, but it's actually a present tense verb. And so the translation here is a good one, but it's a bit foreign to English ears. You know, the idea of are receiving is not a phrasing that we would normally use, but its implications are really important. And because we are receiving, it implies this sort of action that is outside of our control. And so in some ways, it's a passive thing. It's happening to us. But yet it's not just, it's outside of our control, but it's happening to us now. We are receiving it. It is coming to us. You see, in our minds, we often want to relegate this to some sort of future activity that we will one day receive this unshakable kingdom. But the author of Hebrews insists we are receiving it. You see, the future, that which is to come, is balanced with the present. It is what is here. It is what has come. It is a present and a future reality. Now, theologians call this inaugurated eschatology, and this is, I think, one of the most important theological concepts to understand. And inaugurated in the sense that it has been announced, that the kingdom of God has been announced by the work of Jesus. And then eschatology being this sort of view of the where the story's going, where the end of history, where things are moving towards. And so this idea of the inaugurated eschatology is that for the Christian, we hold a hope out in the future, which is the kingdom of God. And it is out on the horizon, but yet it is also breaking forth in the moment. It's Jesus saying the kingdom of heaven is here, available in front of us. And so the author of Hebrews here is saying, listen, we are receiving this unshakable kingdom. Now, because it has been announced but not yet fully established, because it is still a present and a future reality, it is breaking into, although it itself is not shakable, it is breaking into a moment in which everything still is in flux and is shakable. And again, 2020 has taught us this, that we live into that sort of reality. And so, you know, the basis of this unshakable kingdom is, again, this like sort of profound certitude of its present reality while it still holds its future orientation. And so the hope that we have, the upshot of this for the Christian, is that we stand in the uncertainty of the moment, but yet with a certainty of the kingdom of God available here. And so the task then of the disciple, of the follower of Jesus, is we learn a new sort of rhythm to live into the unshakable kingdom of God in the midst of the shakable realities of our day. This will take time. This is difficult. It's frustrating. Often I find myself stuck between these, oscillating between the shakable and the unshakable. It's the fear of the unknown, the warranted fear of the unknown, the pain of brokenness, the pain of hurt that is so very real, but yet we ground our certitude on this kingdom that cannot be shaken. And the response then by the author says that we must be thankful. We worship God with reverence and awe because our God is a consuming fire. It envelops everything. So for us today, I just want to call us to spend a little moment thinking through, where are we buying into the shakable nature of our day and considering that ultimate? And then I want us to spend just a moment thinking through and just meditating on this unshakable hope we have and respond in gratitude. So why don't you take a moment, take another deep breath, settle into your chair. I want to begin our meditation, our guided prayer, with this one question of just what is shaking right now in your life? What is shifting beneath your feet and it feels uncertain? It's causing fear and anxiety. What is it that is shaking in your life now? And just spend a moment sitting with that with the Holy Spirit. Just hold it before the Lord. Don't do much with it, but just let us present our worries and anxieties to God. Where are you feeling that weight of uncertainty? Is it relational strife? Uncertainty about an economy that's ever fluctuating? Health concerns? Struggles in your marriage or with your kids? Where do you feel the weight of that uncertainty? Now I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to bring images to mind of the unshakable kingdom of God that we are in fact receiving. It is here and now. The prophets would talk about this kingdom of God as one of peace, of shalom, of wholeness, one where a lion and a lamb would lay down next to one another with no conflict. Or justice rules down like waters. It's a world made right. Sins forgiven. Grace extended. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to give you that sort of image of what the unshakable kingdom of God may look like. And I want you to spend just a moment meditating on that. And now allow that image to swell up within your heart and within your soul, a sense of gratitude, of reverence and fear for the Lord. I invite you to spend just a moment thanking the Lord for those specific things, for that hope that we hold. Now I want to close with our prayer for the day. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray to you so that you would guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit. That in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.